one little point. And if we take this, the sentence structure as it is given and what we've also expressed in our studies, think disconnect verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 ends with Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom?
That's right.
Okay, so it's not access to the Lord, it is in him that we have this access, okay? That we have boldness and access by the faith and confidence of him. And it's not access to the Spirit, if we use that terminology, is because the Spirit is indwelling us, okay? And so it is empowered. We have the power of the Spirit of God within us, divine persons, as we've said, okay? And so this gives us access to the Father in relationship with him, to him through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ our Lord.
I think it's important to talk about the boldness a little bit, because it's a wonderful thing to have access. And as we said, I think the nice contrast would be Esther, who had access but no confidence, and she wasn't sure that the king would hold out the scepter. And I think that Uncle Amos started talking about the Apostle Paul, it drove him to his knees, because, and I think that he's our example for what this boldness should allow us to do. Because the Apostle Paul had this confidence in the greatness of Christ, of where Christ was and what he had access to, this caused the Apostle Paul to have absolutely no qualms with appearing before governors and kings and princes and preaching the greatness in front of these great men, the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, we don't really have anything comparable in our country to people whose presence that you needed to tremble before, who you weren't readily accessible for. I mean, but the reality is we have a president in a democracy, but you can't just walk in and see him anymore. You need access. Not even his closest advisors have complete access. But Uncle Amo used a wonderful example about the children of the president always have access. So now we have access, we have boldness, we have confidence to walk in into the presence of God with reverence, always with reverence, because he is our God and our Father. We do not acknowledge him as just, we do not take this responsibility lightly. We take it reverently, because it's a privilege to have access. It's not something that we take for granted. It's not something that we deserve. It's something we've been given, and it's something that we should treasure. And it's also something that should have an effect on the way we walk. I imagine the you hold your head up high when you belong to the Lord Jesus and never be ashamed of it. And that's how the Apostle Paul walked. He had no problem appearing before the governor and saying, I belong to Christ, and you need to belong to Christ too.
So brought out for us yesterday, Agrippa, I'm going to ask you a little question. Who was on trial? Was it Paul or was it Agrippa? There was the man that had the confidence that he belonged to the living God. And before the greatest and the mightiest men, he was able to speak the testimony of God. And this chapter brings us into the fact that this boldness, this access with confidence, did not bring Paul into a place where he did not suffer. I want us to realize that today. Once upon a time, when you were unsaved, you were going on with the world that was headed to judgment, and there was no opposition to you. You're in a different position today. You belong to one who has saved you. He's gathering people out from this world. And now you find in many ways that you're on a collision course with this world and its views. You stand up for the rights of Christ. You stand up and you say, I belong by God's grace to the man that suffered on the cross. That isn't going to bring the acclaim of men. Realize that. That we are here, if ye suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. This is what the Lord has set before us. So the apostle leads us into this prayer. He says, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you. No, don't quit. Don't faint. He that fainteth in the day of adversity, Scripture says, his strength is small. Paul says, Faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. But here, and this may answer the question we had just a minute ago. Whose confidence do we want? Where do we want to go? For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Exactly. And that's where Scripture builds on Scripture. And so you have the answer is right there. For this, it's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a comment here.
Maybe just a small thought, just to make it really practical for us. We spoke about one way in which we ought to have boldness, and that we can have confidence with this access, you know, in being those ones who would stand up for our faith and stand for the Lord and be completely confident in Him, knowing that, you know, really nothing can touch us, you know, that He is, as Brother Chuck was saying, that He is everything, that He is all we need, and showing that to the world. So that's one way, but perhaps let's make it a little practical for us, and let's think about when we become downcast, when the accuser of the brethren is constantly showing us ourselves and bringing us into guilt and grief and despair, looking at our own lives and looking at the struggles that we go through. I know we all experience that, but let's realize that we have this great confidence, right? And it's nothing, not on the merit of our own, and it's confidence in what Christ has done, and we always need to be brought back to this. And we've been talking a lot about how a lot of our problems relate back to us losing sight of our identity, of who we are. So we need to be brought back to this knowledge. I mean, it seems really difficult for us. I know that all this, it seems almost very theoretical, these doctrinal statements about who you are. But really, who you are is very important, because the Christian faith, it's not that what you do dictates who you are. It's who you are dictates what you do, right? So we need to remember that. I know as a young person, that was very difficult for me to keep in mind. But I just really encourage us to constantly be reminding us ourselves of that every single day. You may have heard the term preaching the gospel to yourself. You know, on a daily basis, it's an important thing to do. And being, you know, trying to refresh that constantly in your minds. Realizing who you are in Christ Jesus, and then realizing this access with confidence. Not only will that give you strength and boldness to stand up in this world, you know, where you're attacked, but also against the one who accuses, you know, accuses you of with guilt and this and that. It'll give you strength to reach past that, realizing, the access that you have, not through anything of your own, but through Christ's.
Actually, I think this brings us to verse 16, because our Father knows that we in ourselves are never going to be able to stand, whether it be standing against the world. That's one way we have problems. But in a group like this, where there are Christians here from all over, there are various levels of devotion. There are various levels of devotion amongst us. There are some that are free to do things, and I'm speaking of real Christians. They belong to Him, and they are things that dishonor the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you going to go along with it? Are you going to go along and follow with that which is wrong, even though it may be a real Christian that is doing it? We need strength. Paul was dealing with this in his day. We know that. Timothy brings that clearly before us, that many had departed really from the principles that the Lord used the apostle to maintain. It doesn't say they were no longer Christians, but it says they gave up the ground that God had used the apostle Paul to lay for us. Well, look at what this verse says, that He would grant you. Now, what does it say? Is my need the measure? It doesn't say that. It's not my need of strength that is the measure here. He says that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. My resources are heavenly. Your resources are heavenly. If we can get hold of that, It says to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. I'm going to need that. You're going to need that. We need it every day to be here for him.